Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on two key aspects. The first is South Africa's updated tax revenue collection for August. The data definitely improved in August, but overall, tax revenue shortfall remains significant, which the Minister of Finance is obviously going to have to update when he presents the medium-term budget policy statement on the 1st of November. The second focus point, I think, is the inflation data out of Europe. It's not something that we have delved into in significant detail recently, but the data definitely surprised on the downside. And I think the message out of the ECB is that they've increased interest rates enough, and from here they can probably afford to keep interest rates on hold well into 2024. So let's delve into the first topic. Government released their updated revenue expenditure data for the end of August. And in terms of tax revenue collection, there was definitely an improvement in August, although overall tax revenue remains significantly behind budget. By my estimate, government is looking at a revenue shortfall of around 65 billion rand for the year in total, which is significant within the South African context. That represents more or less 1% of GDP. And if we take that together with the fact that government expenditure is ahead of budget, there's no doubt that the Minister of Finance is going to have to restate the data significantly when he presents the medium-term budget policy statement of the 1st of November and indicate that there has clearly been an increase in fiscal slippage, and more importantly, indicate how that slippage is going to be dealt with. In other words, is government simply going to have to borrow additional funds? Is government going to introduce measures to rein in expenditure and potentially lift South Africa's economic growth in order to try and drive more revenue collection? So I think there will be a huge amount of focus on the medium-term budget. Not that I think the government can make significant changes, but it will be interesting to see where the emphasis lies as government goes into an election year next year. In terms of the revenue, which areas are ahead of budget, which are behind budget? There are two key areas that are significantly behind budget. The first is VAT receipts, and that partly reflects the weakness in the economy, but it also reflects the fact that VAT refunds have exceeded budget substantially. And the second is corporate taxes or company taxes, where at the moment company taxes are declining by about 15% year on year, and government was forecasting a decline of only about 2%. That fall off in company tax to a large extent reflects the decline in mining tax off a higher base, particularly platinum or tax revenue collected from the platinum group metals. But even beyond that, there's no doubt that with the economy being as weak as it is, companies aren't paying as much tax as they have been in prior years. There are some areas, fortunately, where tax revenue is ahead of budget, particularly individual income tax, where that is growing currently at about 8% and government forecast or budgeted a growth rate of 6.7%. That has certainly surprised on the upside, especially given all the fears that have been in the press recently around the impact of immigration on the tax base. That simply hasn't materialized in terms of the data. Two other areas where government is collecting a little bit more money. The one is the fuel levy. And I think that has been driven by the fact that we use a lot more fuel to supply the generators, either at a business or at a home level. And clearly that's resulting in more tax revenue for government. And the second is customs duties, where we have become systematically much more import intensive. And that together with the currency weakness is giving the government a bit more money. But the combination of all of these factors tells us that overall revenue is well behind budget and likely to remain behind budget for the remainder of this year. It's also clear that the revenue is not going to miraculously get better. The only way that tax revenue will really rise from here is if we are able to lift South Africa's growth rate meaningfully. That doesn't mean keeping a growth rate above 1%. I'm talking about lifting the growth rate above 2% and beyond that. And then we can start to expect some expansion of the tax base and some structural improvement in tax revenue collection. But without a higher economic growth rate, the fiscal parameters are going to remain challenging for the government. That's simply because salary costs remain high, social grants remain high. There's a constant need for government to spend on infrastructure development. The SOEs continue to drain funds from the government. Municipalities themselves are under pressure. And so without an uplift in economic growth, South Africa's fiscal position is simply going to continue to deteriorate. And if that is not arrested or changed, it means that South Africa is heading to another credit rating downgrade. So we're hopeful that the minister will make some key announcements on the 1st of November, indicate how expenditure is going to be controlled better than it has been so far, but more importantly, indicate what measures are going to be put in place to try and lift South Africa's growth rate over the coming years, and therefore give South Africa a fighting chance to improve tax collection and get the overall fiscal position moving in the right direction. The second area of discussion is the consumer inflation data for the euro area. The numbers were released last week and relate to the month of September, and overall they surprised on the downside. That doesn't mean that inflation is anywhere near the target of 2%. In fact, it sits at 4.3%. But when you consider that towards the end of last year, inflation in the euro area was over 10%, it is meaningful progress. At the same time, the core inflation rate has moderated to 4.5%, and just a month ago, that was sitting at 5.3%. So the progress in getting inflation more under control is certainly encouraging. I don't think that means that the ECB is about to cut interest rates. In fact, as recently as the 20th of September, they hiked rates by 25 basis points, taking the refinancing rate up to 4.5%. But I think what the latest inflation data will do is encourage the ECB to leave interest rates unchanged for the remainder of this year and probably into the first half of next year. One of the things that jumped out from the data, though, is that there is quite a large disparity amongst the countries within the euro area regarding their current inflation rate. For example, if you look at the inflation rate in the Netherlands, that sits at minus 0.3%. Contrast that with the inflation rate in France, which is currently 5.6%. Yet those two countries have the same interest rate. And I think this is going to become a problem over the coming months, where the high interest rate seems appropriate for some countries, whereas for other countries, they're going to be arguing that interest rates need to be cut. It's the ongoing dilemma that the euro area faces. And while inflation is high for everybody, then yes, the interest rate seems appropriate at a much higher level. But once inflation is brought under control in some countries but not in others, it leads to a conflict. And I think we're going to enter that sort of phase over the coming months as some countries are able to keep their inflation rate under control, whereas others have struggled to make meaningful progress. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.